Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's an old saying, and I've heard people say this, and I even heard Eric Wood talk about this before when he was... We had a roast one time, and he was up on the stage, and he said somebody else had said this to him. It's not like a new thing or he created it, but it's a saying. It's basically the days are long, but the years are short, right? I mean, things just fly, man. Holy cow. It's like, oh, today I'm dreading it. I got this going on and that going on. I got to work or go to this thing that I don't want to do, whatever it is, right? It just always feels like that a lot of times. And then suddenly you wake up and it's week 10 of 2025. Like, where the hell did the season go, man? Seriously. Crazy. Week 10 of 2025.
It went by in a blink.
I mean, yeah. Football is, I cover football. I love football, right? So I think that's part of this, what I'm about to say. Like, it's different maybe for me and others out there listening than it is for many others. But it just seems way too long to wait, like that wait and anticipation in football for the season. And then it really is kind of the shortest season, Joe, right, of all the seasons, of all the professional sports leagues. They start regular season now, I'm talking. They start in September, and then the playoffs begin in January. So September, October, November, December. You think about baseball, you're going from April through August.
Yeah.
You think about basketball, you're going from November through May. You think about hockey, it's October through May. Baseball, and for right reason, right? It's a very physical sport. It's why you only play 17 games. It's why you only have one game a week. But it really is like the wait for football is so long. And then it's like that, it's like Thanksgiving dinner, right? You wait, you're like, oh my God, it smells so good. I can't wait. And then literally like 45 minutes after you sit down, you're like, oh my God, it's all done.
Yeah.
It's totally done.
You just feel gluttonous after, like you consumed way too much. Like it just overdid it. Yeah. That's exactly. It's insane. I feel like it was yesterday we were sitting here talking about the Bills matchup with the Dolphins the first time around.
Yes.
And here we are for the second time in week 10. So it went super fast.
Do you remember what the conversation was surrounding that week, that game?
We were doing a lot of Miami memories. I remember that. The rivalry between the two teams and all of that.
Right, but between the two teams, like the storyline about the seasons of these two teams right now. Like in week 3, do you remember what the big talking point was at the time? I don't know if you remember.
It wasn't really
the Bills, it was the Dolphins. It was, if the Bills put one on the Dolphins, do they fire Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, that's right, because the planes were flying over the stadium at that point. Yeah, yeah.
The Dolphins had lost 33-8 to open the season at Indy, and then they lost 33-27 the following week at home to the Patriots. And the talk was, boy, if the Bills just run them out of Highmark Stadium, they have a Thursday night game. They have time to prepare a little mini bye, so to speak. Do they just fire Mike McDaniel? Like, that was the talking point. That didn't happen. They were competitive. I mean, the game came down to the final, series.
Yeah, a blocked
punt, Dolphins had a chance to tie it, and then Terrell Bernard had the interception, right?
Right, the interception, and also the roughing the kicker, running into whatever penalty was, too. That kind of helped them out big time there.
That's right. And there was Zach Sealer on the roughing the passer as well was a big one.
Yes.
And then the Bills go down. They get another field goal. The Bills win by 10 that game, 31-21. And the Dolphins keep their coach. And then how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks later, they fire their general manager. So they're kind of in the same spot that what we talked about in week three. It's not the coach, it's the GM, but it's a rudderless ship. It's got no direction. It's a team that's reeling. And the Buffalo Bills now come to town after winning two in a row, starting to feel better about themselves, yes, with some injuries, and a chance really to kind of, if the Dolphins aren't already buried, a chance to really bury the Dolphins, right? Because if you look at the Dolphins, they're thinking, okay, 2-7, their season, it's not really going anywhere. They have to go on a big run. But they also didn't trade everybody. Jalen Waddle's still there. Chubb is still there. And there was talk they were going to have this fire sale. It didn't happen. They did trade Jalen Phillips. So their season is about probably seeing what they have for parts next year. So they're going to maintain some of the talent they have. And that includes Tua right now and all of that, obviously. Then they'll make decisions. So I think Miami, at least, is looking at this game like, okay, maybe we can sneak one out here and see where we fit in and if we can feel better about ourselves. But at the end of the day, this should be a game where I think the Bills should just go down and take care of business.
Oh, yeah.
It is Miami week. Go ahead.
No, I think they totally should. This team
is
worse for wear than the last time you saw them. I know it's a divisional game, so like you can never really discount it. Things can get a little tricky, frisky, whatever you want to call it. But this should be just putting your knee on them and just, you know, declaring victory at this point. Like, that's what this should be.
I agree. And honestly, the path to doing that, I could go one of two ways. It's a terrible Miami run defense. You could literally just say, okay, James Cook, let's go 200 yards, right? I mean, like, I know that's a little hyperbolic from my standpoint to say that. But I mean, like, you could do that way. Hey, the Bills are terrific at running the ball. By the way, Miami is terrible at defending the run, but then they stopped Bijan Robinson. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, I've never experienced a more it's a week to week league than I feel like I have this season, because it's even the Patriots handled the Falcons, but then the Falcons played their best game ever against the Bills, pretty much.
That's right. Miami, you want to know how bad they are stopping the run? They're actually worse than the Bills in yards per game given up.
Whoa.
145.6. The Bills are at 141. Now, the Bills are worse at yards per play, 5.36. Miami's still getting up 5 yards a run. James Cook comes to town. However, I could say, okay, James Cook, just do what you do. Bills run the ball. Get out of the game. Healthy, hopefully, come back home. You could say that. I could go the other way and go, Miami's pass defense is allowing over 7.2 yards a play, 27th in the NFL. They have no Jalen Phillips, probably no Chop Robinson. That's not official yet. Their secondary is really dipping into their depth because there's no Russell Douglas, most likely. So how about I just get the passing game going with Josh Allen and get on them early, because I also have James Cook, who's hobbled, and I don't need him carrying the ball 25 times.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that too.
That was my thought. I feel like it could be a big passing game just because you don't want to put too much on Cook with him being on the injury report and everything.
Speaking of the injury report, we will get to that with Sean McDermott, who's going to join me about an hour from now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. Yes, it's Friday already. As I said, weeks go by fast, seasons go by fast, days go by long, but we're already here on a Football Friday, and it's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. How are you feeling about this game? Are you just in the camp of, okay, like, just go there and take care of business? Or are you one of these Bills fans who say, no, this is the kind of game the Bills lose and I'm really nervous? Like, you can give me a call on that at 803-0550. Are you going to the game? A lot of Bills fans traveling down to South Florida. A lot of Bills fans live down in Florida, the Sunshine State, or other southeastern states. They'll go to the game. Always a huge Bills contingent. I expect Bills Mafia to really show up in this game, because honestly, like, Miami Dolphins fans are pretty much front runners, and I've experienced this. Early in the season, if they're playing pretty well, you'll get a nice, loud Miami Stadium rooting on their team. If you get a team that's not performing well, especially later in the year, they are just checked out and like, yeah, just sell my ticket. I'll go to Hard Rock and hang out at the club, or you can just take my ticket and go and I'll do something else. Like, that's just the way it is. So I think Bills fans are going to show up in droves in this game, like Carolina. Carolina might have been over 50% Bills fans, and I'm not kidding you. I think that's what we're going to see in this game in Miami, and that'll be a really nice boost for the Bills, who go on the road, who need another victory to keep pace with the New England Patriots, who play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will talk about that game and other games here as the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls on. Not only, though, not only are we going to have Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m., we're going to get with Paul Hamilton at 10:30 a.m. Yes, at the bottom of this hour, we will talk Sabres. I have some thoughts on that in a moment. I want to bring Owen in as well as Joe here in just 1 second. And we're going to get with Pat Hammer at 11:30. So Paul at 10:30, McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour, Pat Hammer at 11:30. If you're going down to South Florida, we'll have a weather check for you. So a lot on the table, and of course, your phone calls. 803-0550 is the telephone number. You can always hit me up at Sal Sports on X. And of course, whether you call, you tweet, whatever it is, that is getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So I love the Sabres. I love watching the Sabres. This is a two-part story, okay? It's a two-part story. And I'm going to bring Owen in here because I know that you do too, Owen, but you grew up in a household where your dad is very similar to me, I think, in this regard, right? Like, your dad's a little bit older than me, but we're of the same kind of mind and age growing up and what it meant to us going to games and watching games and back in the 80s. And not to get too nostalgic, it's Miami week, folks, so we get nostalgic here sometimes. But this is a two-part story. Left the game against Utah. They lose in overtime. And I'm sitting in my car. I'm in the parking garage, and I'm leaving. I got my son Max with me. My son Max is 12 years old. He's never seen a playoff hockey game in Buffalo. He's never seen his team play in the playoffs. Much like many of you never saw the Bills in the playoffs for many years during the drought, and we heard those stories. Same thing. I'm sitting in my car, and I'm just like getting, like, I'm kind of, you know, you ever do one of those things, like you're in your car, and you kind of just kind of bang your fist because you're thinking internally about something, right? And that happens. You ever do that, right? Oh, yeah. Owen, Joe, oh, right? Yeah. It happens, right?
For all sure. The time.
And Max says to me, he goes, Dad, what's wrong? And I go, I'm sorry, buddy. It's a true story. I said, I'm sorry, man. I just want the playoffs so bad. I want it for you. I just want it so bad. Like, since I moved back to Buffalo, by the way, in 2011, I haven't seen the playoffs. Now, I saw playoffs before that, but like, I just want it for you. And I want the playoffs so bad. And that's a game you need to win. That's a game you need to win. Just get that home. Like, it's 2 points. It's huge. And, you know, and Max, you know, and I think it's because he's 12 and he hasn't seen the playoffs and he's like, he doesn't know that competitive part of it to get to that level. He's like, well, they got a point. And I'm like, you're right, buddy. They got a point, but you got to win that. So then last night, two-part story. Last night, I'm like, here we go. All right. You got a terrible defensive / goaltending team coming to town in St. Louis with a goaltender who can't stop a beach ball right now. Okay. And Hofer, you got a Sabres team that is supposed to be much better at defending in their own end, and they have talent to score goals, we know that, and needs a win at home against this kind of bottom-dweller Western Conference team at this point. Go win this game. Win 3-1. I don't care. I know you have injuries at forward. Whatever it is, this guy's not going to stop anything. One goal in last night, Owen. One goal in.
Yep.
I was so mad and frustrated. I said, I am turning on football. I am not turning this back unless I look on my score app and they tie the game. Like, that's how frustrated I was. I could not bring myself to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, the building last night, the Sabres started that game, the opening 5 minutes, playing what I thought was well. They came out flying. They did what they should have done against a tired St. Louis team that isn't really any good. They moved their feet, they forechecked, and they got after them. And I don't know why they got away from that, what they...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Saw that made them think they could get cute, or that led to the decline in play that we saw. But that result last night and that effort overall is, it's tough to understate how disappointing it was. I said in my post-game tweet after, like, this is as disappointing a loss as they've had all year. And
100%.
I think that you'll have a hard time if this season doesn't – either way this season goes, really, that will be something that sticks out in my mind, that game, that effort, and that result against that team in that spot. Like, there was so much going for you in that game last night. Not only does Hofer struggle this year in general, but he got thrown into a game the night before because Binnington got lit up. So he had played half a game the night before and was coming in off of travel to come face your team in playing behind the worst defensive team in the league. And they couldn't do anything. They generated some chances, but that isn't worth anything when you can't bury. And the building felt hostile, and I think it makes sense that it did. And it just, it's really tough to put into words how difficult that loss is, especially now heading on to this road trip where they're going out west and they've got to face some really good teams, and they're going to have to pick up some points to stay alive in a tight Eastern Conference on the road. And like, if they go 1-4 or 1-3 or 0-4 on this road trip, that could be the year. You'll be in a hole that you can't dig out of.
No, you're right about that. Folks, I want to put it in perspective right now, because I understand that it's so interesting. You look at the standings. If you win your next game, okay, you're a point away from a wild card. Not bad. But that's the frustrating part. They are 5-9. That's the record. The record is 5-9. They've lost 9 games. 5 in regulation, 4 in overtime or shootout. They've won 5 games. 4 in regulation. Okay? They're 5-0, so give them the win. They won in the shootout against Washington. Great. 5-9. That is the record of the Buffalo Sabres right now. Not 5-5-4. I understand that's what it says in the standings. They have 5 wins against 9 losses. 4 wins in regulation. Do you remember over the last few years, okay? I think we all do, how there were a couple of times, maybe last year was one of these years, where Kansas City was getting all the, oh my God, I can't believe they win these games. But even before that, 2022, I think, comes to mind here for this with the Buffalo Bills, where it's like, oh my God, the one seed is there. Go get it, right? The one seed is there. Go get it. It's like this year.
Yep.
Like, the one seed is there. Go get it. And they just couldn't get it over. That's what this reminds me of in a totally different realm, but it's the same thing with the Sabres, where, dude, the East is not that good now.
No.
This is your chance to do this. What are we doing?
You are seeing the fall of what has been in the Atlantic the strongest division in the league for years. You've got Florida struggling. They're older. They're, I think, taking a step back. Tampa, same boat. Boston, same boat. Montreal, Ottawa, and Detroit are really your competition here. Toronto, I think, is similar to Florida and Tampa. They're depleted. They lost Marner.
Yes.
They look different and not anywhere near as dangerous as they have. This is as good an opportunity as the Sabres have ever had to make the playoffs based on their division. And they have, frankly, fumbled away far too many points just this early in the season to really take them that seriously right now. They cannot The overtimes are great, but two of the three of those overtimes, or three even, you give up third period goals and give up leads in the third period to give away points to teams in your division. It is, you are gifting this back to these teams that do not, they're asking you to come up and take it from them, and yes, you are handing it right back to them.
Let's go through it real quick. I'll look at it. Here's your Eastern Conference standings right now, and I'll get. Hey, New Jersey is a really good team, right? The Devils are very, very good. We know that. They have a lot of talent. They do a lot of things. Montreal, the Montreal Canadiens, right now have 20 points. They're 9-5 overall. Yes, I know they've done some nice things. Cole Caulfield, they're a nice team. They have some young players. Pittsburgh, old, playing over their head. Whatever. They're not going to keep this up. Pittsburgh has 20 points right now. Carolina, very good. Detroit, to me, and Buffalo and Detroit are on the same plane, kind of, right? You just, they're these teams that are right there. Right. I think you can really compare their rosters, pretty talented. But how about this? Boston, old. I don't care. 9-7, 18 points. Toronto, old and injured right now. 8-6 right now, 17 points. Philadelphia Flyers, who the hell knows what they are going to do every year. They have this early spurt. They fall off. Tampa Bay, Washington, both old. Florida, old and injured. Ottawa, not really sure. Can never get consistency out of them. The New York Islanders, what? They're kind of in transition mode. I don't even know what direction they want to go necessarily.
They've been in
the Rangers. I hate saying this about a great Sabre all time. I think the Rangers GM screwed them up, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what the heck he was doing over the last year and a half. Everything's there.
It almost feels like you have to actively try not to make it, like the way the division is, right?
With the talent that you've got, even with taking Peterka out of the lineup and the injury to Norris, what they have shown the ability to play like in the stretches that they have played well is easily good enough to get them into a playoff spot in this season, in this conference. They just need to be able to perform the way that they are clearly capable of performing consistently. And that is, has that not been the story of what they've struggled with since when? Jack Eichel? Like, it's been forever that this team has shown flashes of being able to be competitive and has players that are elite. And they just, time and time again, when the pressure cranks up, they crack. And they need to, something needs to change with them DNA-wise to get them through this. Because it is, to
That's
me,
right.
They cannot think that the same things cannot continue to hurt you. And they keep happening. The same players struggle in the same moments. And it cannot continue.
Let me go to a phone call because Bill at Amherst wants to chime in on that very point. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yeah, guys. It's the old adage: you're only as good as your best players, right? And that usually proves out in any sport. I haven't seen much out of Tage Thompson this year. I don't know if the rest of the league is caught up with him, but he just doesn't. I don't know. I just don't see it. Dahlin spends too much time in a penalty box. He falls down in a 3-on-3, and that ends a game. I just don't see enough out of our best players. I know we've got some injuries, but, Thompson's got to be better. Even Tuck's been okay, but you need more out of these guys. That's my story.
Thank you. You had something on Tage this morning, you said.
Tage is producing at a level that you can't really complain about his impact. So it's difficult to have this conversation, but he is not playing good hockey to me. He almost looks to me like a Harlem Globetrotter trying to play in the NBA. He is out there and he's supremely talented. He has all the skill in the world. He can do everything you want a hockey player to do. But I think there are moments where his brain turns off and he just sees skilled plays that he wants to make and he forces it. And he gets pucks taken off him off the wall. He ends up skating himself into trouble. He dives after pucks, in the neutral zone when he should be clogging lanes. And it just has not been good enough from him. And the same with Dahlin, the same with Power, like... There are guys that you need to be performing. They have been really dragged to the wins that they have gotten by players like Josh Doan and Zach Benson, who are not your top-end players. They are your middle six players. They are guys that are supposed to contribute and help out when the big guys are struggling, which is what they're doing, but the big guys cannot struggle for 15 straight games. That is not a recipe for winning. You cannot rely on Zach Benson to be your leading goal scorer in his third year in the league. That is not realistic. And that's where they're at right now. Like, Tage, Tuck, and Dahlin, those three have been playing okay. They're producing fine. But the way, if you watch them, zoom in on them individually every night, you will see a handful of plays from each guy that will drive you mad. And you just cannot have that at that level of consistency and hope to be a competitive NHL squad. It just doesn't happen. And Tage, I have faith he will figure it out. I think once he gets that into the swing of the season, he always starts a little slow. But there are things he needs to clean up that are easy, and just it's a choice to make to play smarter, more responsible hockey. And I think with that will come increased production, because he'll be in better spots and he'll be trusted more. And it needs to be better. It just needs to be better. That's the bottom line.
We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Paul Hamilton on the Sabres, and then the weekend, I promise, we'll talk all football and Bills after that. But I think there's a parallel here between the Sabres and the team they're facing this weekend. The Bills are facing this weekend. We just talked about this. I just did a Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with David Ferones of Miami, the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And yeah, I mean, when you think about like where they are, their organization, their decisions, where they've been, where the direction is in the future, and you just don't know. And you're like, how do you compete knowing what the roster is, what the landscape is around you, and where you've been so far, and the decisions that have added up? And that's what it feels like is going on here with the Sabres. But hey, you want the good news? You want the silver lining? They're still only 3 points back of a wild card spot because of what we said. The East is just not that good right now, and it's certainly not top heavy. There are opportunities here for you to catch up. We'll get with Paul. We'll do Sabres a little bit here with him, and then we'll get into the Bills and the Dolphins and the matchup this weekend in Miami. Sal Capaccio with you in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills, Dolphins, it's Miami week. We'll talk about that and get Paul's thoughts on that as well after this timeout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers. Transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.